That station, it's Chris Edge. Of course, that music fest at the Durham Bulls Athletic Park, June 24th and 25th, performing on the concourse stage. And with us right now inside Studio J, it is Dawn Landis. And Dawn, wow, you are accomplished. I don't even know where to begin.
At the beginning.
Your songs have been used on countless movies and TV shows. You've had 6 studio albums, plus this collection of French songs that was part of an interactive ebook.
Yes.
You've done a TED Talk. You worked at a couple of recording studios, mm-hmm. and it looks like maybe even started your own.
I did, yep.
Which is nuts. You've appeared with the Boston Pops, the New York City Ballet. You've got a song on Spotify with 33 million streams, which is incredible. And the biggest success story, you are a new mother.
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
You've done so much. Where do we start?
Thank you. Where do we start? I don't know.
How did you find the guitar? When did the music thing start for you?
Wow. Okay. In high school.
Okay.
I always sang and made up little songs. I have my earliest recordings are from my dad had a little work cassette recorder, and I would just make up songs on that. So, before I could even write.
Yeah.
My name, I could probably sing a melody and make up a tune.
Was it singing first? And then
yeah,
playing?
Definitely. Yeah. And then I took lessons, piano lessons as a kid and played the saxophone as you do. I don't know.
I did. Actually.
Did you? Alto?
I don't know what I did. It was so bad. I remember there were 3 of us in the saxophone section in middle school.
Okay. Yeah.
We got on stage. We toughed our way through Jingle Bells. I got off stage and I handed the saxophone to my mother and I said, I quit. We were so bad. It was so bad.
So I had a couple of failed attempts at learning instruments, and then I really got into the guitar. And I remember my parents were like, no way, you're going to, abandon this like everything else. And I said, no, I'll pay for my own lessons. Like, please. And so I got into it in high school.
And then college was in New York?
Yeah. So I moved to New York. I went to NYU, and really I just wanted to be – it's funny. I was from Kentucky. I was living in Kentucky, and I only applied to New York City colleges. I just wanted to be in New York. It was this dream I had for some reason. I had never been there in my life.
Okay.
But I only applied to schools there, and so I ended up going to NYU.
And you've got experience like actually as a sound engineer, right?
Yeah. So I started working in my first job in a studio was at Philip Glass's studio.
Okay.
It was called Looking Glass, and I got an internship there and just kind of fell in love and with recording and with music making. And I mean, David Bowie was recording there. I mean, everybody was recording there. It was so cool to get.
Were you bumping into those people?
I did, yes.
Oh my gosh.
I talked to David Bowie about IKEA. We had a very interesting conversation. He was very excited about IKEA.
Wow. How did that experience influence the future creation of your music? I mean, you must have learned so much about the process of recording.
I learned
mixing
a lot, And it's all, I mean, we were just talking before this about how recording as an art form has changed so much in the past 20 years.
Right.
You know, when I first started working in studios, people had to go into a nice studio and there was a giant mixing board. And now people can record themselves so much on their own. So.
Right.
I worked at many different studios, and I started my own studio with a friend in Brooklyn called Saltlands, and we had that for 8 years in Dumbo, Brooklyn, down under the Manhattan Bridge overpass. That's why it's called Dumbo.
Right.
It was wonderful. I mean, I learned so much, mostly just being around people making music and watching the process of how you make an album and how you produce music and how musicians fit together and how it's a very mysterious thing that happens when the magic happens and what makes that happen.
Let's get a song real quick here inside Studio J from your 2019 album, My Tiny Light. We're talking to Dawn Landis. This is a song called I'm Your Mama on that station. Dawn Landis inside Studio J. She's going to be at that music fest on June 24th and 25th at the Durham Bulls Athletic Park. Dawn, let's pivot and talk about this TED Talk, which I guess is really where this new album started. It's about Tori Merton McClure. Who is this?
Tori Merton McClure is a real person, and she is the first woman who rowed across the Atlantic Ocean in a boat by herself. There wasn't a motor or a sail or anyone following her.
Wow.
And she was the first American and the first woman to do it in 1999. And I was actually living in Louisville, Kentucky, when that happened, and she's from Louisville. So she's a bit of a local celebrity there. Right. And then I went to college and I read her memoir, which came out 10 years later. So her memoir came out in 2009. And it's just sort of fate, basically, that I had read her memoir and then I was approached by this Broadway theater director and creator about doing a project together. He wanted to work with me. He wanted to write a musical. Did I want to write a musical? I don't know. I'd never written a musical before.
But why not?
But I had, you know, I'd released albums and toured, and I liked musicals. I liked stories and theater. And
yeah.
So I said, okay, sure. Well, how about this? I just read this book and it was really moving and wonderful. And he said, let's give it a shot. And so we went. She's still very much alive, and she's a very public figure. She is the president of a university in Louisville called Spalding University. So we got a meeting with her, and I wrote two songs, and I went to her office with Danny, my collaborator, Danny Goldstein, and he had an outline of how we would turn her memoir basically into a musical. And I sang her the two songs, and she cried, and she said, okay, you have the rights. And
wow.
And that was 7 years ago. And yeah, it's been a long road.
So you did the musical first.
Yeah.
And then this album came out in what, 2020?
Well, yeah. So the whole thing was supposed to premiere at Williamstown Theater Festival in the Berkshires in Massachusetts in summer of 2020. And then the pandemic hit. And I had already recorded the album because I was going to release the album when the performances happened.
Right.
Even though they're pretty different things. Like
yeah.
the performances have actors singing there's a cast of 10 actors and a band of nine musicians and, you know, lights and the whole theater of it.
Right.
But my album is more of a concept album where I sing the songs from Tori. I sing as Tori, and I got a bunch of Kentucky musicians to back me up. So Will Oldham is singing, and Ben Solee, and Rachel Grimes played piano. Like some of my favorite musicians from Louisville.
Right. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you've got, you're going to be at that music fest
us. I'm so excited.
You're playing on Saturday
at
1 o'clock. You're going to kick it off.
Kicking it all off.
Yeah, it's going to be great to have you out there. Have you played in a ballpark before?
You know, that's a great, I've played in a bull, I've played in an actual rodeo in Spain. that was a giant arena.
Wow.
Where there were actual bulls. That was pretty crazy.
Not near you.
No, not near me, but I passed them as I went out to the arena.
Wow.
No, but a ballpark, no.
No. Well, that'll be good. Have you been to the Durham Bulls Athletic Park? And I only ask because you've only lived here a couple of years,
That's
right?
True.
You just moved here a couple of years ago, and you're a new mom, so you've been busy.
I have been busy.
And the pandemic.
I know. So I think I have, how long has it been open?
The ballpark?
The brand new one.
25 years.
Okay. So, yes, I have been to it because I put out a couple records on Yep Rock Records. And when I signed with them, I went to a ball game with them, and it was wonderful.
Yeah, it's a great place. It's going to be a great day of music. We're looking forward to having you out there. You've also got a show tonight. You're going to be at School Kids Records.
I am. Yeah, I'm really excited. This is my first show with a full band in quite a while. So
yeah, I bet.
And my buddy Chessa Rich is opening. She's wonderful.
What time do you start?
I think doors are 7:30. Music starts at 8.
8 o'clock. Great. Mm-hmm. Any other shows coming up this year?
Yes. May 17th, I'm going to be supporting Tyler Ramsey, formerly of Band of Horses, at Cat's Cradle.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That'll be great.
That'll be a good one.
We're looking forward to seeing you out there and seeing you at that music fest.
Yes. Thank you.
Dawn Landis, Inside Studio J. Let's get to some music. Your first track from your 2014 album. This is Bluebird.